Adrian Dodoro is the long-term list manager of the Essendon Footy Club, and he's been good enough to join us live. Adrian, welcome to you.
Thanks, Sammy. How are you going?
We're going well. How are you going? And what ended up happening with the Hill deal?
Going well. And look, unfortunately, it wasn't to be tonight, but he's a contracted player. So you've got to be pragmatic in these situations. He's contracted, and the team that he's at didn't want to trade him. And it's as simple as that. And we fully respect the decision that Jason and GWS made.
So, Adrian, did you find out as late as we all did about this? I mean, my sort of recollection from very much afar is that he sort of committed to GWS publicly about a month ago, and I didn't know anything about his desire to leave until the weekend just gone.
I probably got a whiff of it probably a week or so earlier, when there was an approach made to the club, but I didn't make anything of it. I didn't think it'd come to anything. And then on Friday was when Colin gave me a call and said, look, Bobby's hell-bent on coming to Melbourne. He's doing an interview with Collingwood today and just giving you a heads up if you wanted to be part of it. And I said, well, obviously, if he's definitely coming to Melbourne, we want to be part of it. So I spoke to him after that. We actually didn't get the chance to even present. And he just said he wanted to come to the Bombers, which was extremely flattering. But look, at no stage did Jason or the GWS Giants, so they wanted to trade him. So in many ways, it was a futile exercise, but you've got to respect what club wishes are.
So did you get caught in the middle of this a little bit? I mean, because it's played out as if, well, we want to go to Victoria for compassionate reasons, but we're only going to Essendon, which I guess to someone that's not in it sounds a little bit odd.
I don't think so. I think I've been around long enough to know that, trade periods are extremely unpredictable and they're very fluid. The way they go, they're very transient things, aren't they? And, look, it happened. You've got to be in it to win it. Sometimes these things pay off. Sometimes they don't. I wouldn't say we were caught up in anything. I think that he had real objective to get to Melbourne. And having got to know the young man, he's having a child in December and they want to be in Melbourne. So we couldn't facilitate it, but that's only because GWS Giants really value him. And that's a terrific for him.